America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Well, hello and good morning to Johnny Cakes watching this show on Twitch. You can do that every day. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And no, Johnny Cakes, I will never stop dancing. How dare you suggest that I would stop dancing? At my advanced age, I take every moment to celebrate every second of life. And if you're bothered by the fact that I am perhaps singing along with a rejoin song or dancing to it, then you know what? You can shut Twitch off.
Johnny Cakes is my king. So
he is?
Yep.
Okay. Well, by the way, during the break on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937, find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. A text I did not read, because I knew you were going to hate the word that was in it, or I assumed that you were going to hate the word that was in it, but I should probably check with you first. Text her during the break, in lieu of you mentioning that I oftentimes open the door for you if we are traveling together somewhere or walking out of the building, suggested that it was only because I wanted to get a glance at your dumper.
Ugh.
Is that a word that women can't stand?
Like there's so many words to talk mm-hmm. about your behind.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That one is disgusting.
I can give you a list of them.
And that person must be single. Like, there's no way that person has a girlfriend or a wife and is calling it a dumper.
Yeah, when you explain
hey, honey, let me see your dumper.
When you explained it to me off air, Courtney, I was like, yeah.
Like, that is, there's nothing sexy about
no.
that.
No,
not at all.
I was on a date with somebody, and maybe we started, you know, getting a little bit intimate, and they said, you have a nice dumper, clothes are on, lights right. are on, I'm leaving.
You're right. out. That's yeah. it. You're done?
Dump truck works.
Yeah, dump truck
Wagon
works.
Wagon works.
Can you shorten it, say dumpy?
No.
No. Hell no.
I see.
Wagon works.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of other ones. Apple works.
Yep.
Bubble works.
Dumper Dunk. Just makes me think of, like, the bathroom. And, like, it's just, it's gross. Yes,
heavy duty.
It's no, gross. I don't like that. Heavy
it's
duty.
Gross. Yes. All right. Anyway, we have Dumper. A few leads that remain before we get to They Said It at 7 and talk about what Brad Marchand said yesterday about the ongoing Jeremy Swayman saga. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. How is Balloon K not a part of that whole debate?
Somebody in the Twitch chat said, do you prefer Fart Box?
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Right. Anyway, Curtis, anyway, your lead.
The Twitch chat's enraged to put on the Greg Hill show and see Greg Hill. It's a real sort of sneaky maneuver we have.
Well, they just don't like my dance moves.
What up, Twitch?
That's okay. Yeah, what up, Twitch? And also YouTube. Hello, YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Good morning.
The Twitch chat is bad. You ever been in the YouTube chat?
Terrible.
Nope,
terrible.
Cesspool.
How do I get in there?
It's 10 times worse than the Twitch.
Good morning to YouTube, though. Glad that you are watching. 800, 700 of you, whatever. Glad you're watching on YouTube as well.
I pray none of you have a gun. So we talk a lot about Drake May. Courtney alluded to it in relation to the Will Levis situation with the Titans. And I have said that you're not going to know what he is because they haven't built around the offense. They haven't built an offensive line. I find it shocking that there are people that blame Jerod Mayo for the team being 1-3. But here's what Greg Bedard said yesterday.
It's got to be Jerod Mayo. I mean, he's the head coach. He's in charge of everything. He sets the tone. He tells the offensive coordinator, or should be, this is what I want. This is what I want to do. I want to tell the team, we're going to go into this. We need to grab a lead against San Francisco. Anything 4th and 5 or less, we're going for in their territory. Doesn't do that. The defense, his baby, they're getting gashed all over the place. And it's not just because they're outmanned. They're being out-schemed.
Okay. Mm. If you switched coaches, we all believe Kyle Shanahan, very smart offensive mind.
Yep.
What do the Patriots beat the Niners on Sunday?
No.
Is it close?
Closer.
Maybe closer.
Okay, so maybe instead of losing by 17, it's 10.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Like Kevin Shanahan's Patriots coach?
Right.
Yeah, I still say the score's the same.
Right.
What's he do different?
Right, so this
the
is,
offense would be a lot better.
No, but you still don't have a quarterback, so the offense would still stink.
Right. Who's going to block Bosa? Is he going to have like six new linemen?
Yeah, but he'd scheme it up so that you can actually run.
Stop it, Sean.
Thank you.
You got Jacoby Brissett back there. There's not. You could scheme all you want. It's not going to make a difference.
Okay.
And actually, you know how we all said at the beginning of the year, Mayo's got a long runway. Well,
yes.
It's week four. The team is the identical record as they were the last 3 years with a different coach. Last year, just to remind you, you had just lost 38-3 in week four to fall to 1-3. The conversation that this is Mayo's fault, he hasn't been perfect. He's made mistakes. I think he'll continue to make mistakes. But Bedard worked covering the Packers, covered Elliott Wolf, covered Wolf's dad, and is doing the bidding of a guy that did nothing in the offseason to improve the team.
Mm. Okay. I agree with you. It's the current situation is more on Elliott Wolf.
And Robert Kraft.
Mm-hmm. And Robert Kraft than it is on Jerod Mayo.
Thank you.
So,
I would agree, though, the defense is part Mayo and those guys. Like,
well,
giving up plays and, you know, better scheme
and
defensively.
And if you believe there's general pandemonium going on and guys are speaking on the radio and saying things about their teammates that they shouldn't say, then that is on Jerod Mayo as well. And that is not running a tight ship. But great lead, Curtis. Thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. Good lead, Curtis. That was a good lead. And the other thing I'd put on Wolf is, I don't know if I'd put on Wolf or Mayo. Mayo said, we struggle at pass rush. Well, you should have never got rid of Judon. But that's
okay.
Another conversation.
Ooh.
Let me say this about Brad Marchand. I want to give him some credit for finally coming out and saying some things where he's kind of defending his teammate in the sense that this is part of the business. Because remember early on, we all thought that he might have been taking, subliminal shots at Swayman for holding out. Brad, as a player, you know better than anybody else. And, as a former professional athlete, when your teammate is trying to get paid and you have the type of platform that Brad has because you're a big voice in that, you're a big person in that locker room, you always want to come to the defense of your player so he can maximize his value and get the contract number that he knows he's worth and that you know that he's probably worth, and the team is always going to undercut players. So initially I thought Brad was like, I was like, and look at the picture too.
Is that Brad Marchand and Jeremy Swayman?
Oh my God!
The fact that,
do we get this?
The fact that you got erection this bad.
That was awful.
This is the
so good.
Swayman is like lit, like he's on TV.
Yes.
Sweetie has his tongue out.
Sweetie, it looks like he's in a dungeon somewhere.
It's literally one of the most famous Don Sweeney memes there is.
Oh my God.
In Curtis's defense, he probably was doing other things, parenting, and just looked at it for a minute.
I did, but it's not an excuse. I was dead wrong.
He thought the two of them were at a coffee shop in the Seaport with no one else.
Right.
Sorry, the three of them. And that somebody just happened to catch a picture of it.
Can I say I was this close so to
bad.
Starting the show by wondering why you guys didn't make a bigger deal of it?
Oh, my God. I hadn't seen
And when Greg
picture.
Said he's expecting to be traded, I was like, what? You didn't see they were at the coffee shop?
Sweeney looks like the Exorcist, like his head is completely going to spin around.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The fact
but
that
you're saying you like what Brad Marchand said yesterday, and you consider it to be in defense of his teammate.
Right, because the players should always come to defense for
their
team.
Look at Sweetie's head.
Curtis, I can't believe you got Eric Shund on that.
Yeah, I can't even continue my lead. This is so bad.
Mitch even points out there's no way a coffee house in the Seaport has a chair that looks that bad at the front.
And, what did you think this would be everywhere?
That's why I said I was like, this morning, I was like, why are we burying the
lead? Swimming don't even look real.
All right, Wiggy, good lead. We will get to what Brad Marchand said yesterday.
Yeah.
In a couple minutes during they said it. And then we'll get to my lead as well.
Right. It's kind of like Waltz being in Tiananmen Square. We can all get, confused where we are and when we're there.
Oh, that is so bad.
Courtney has anxiety over my Travis Kelce lead.
Yeah.
I'm so ready for this.
He wrote a check for $70,000 or something. And Courtney is anticipating what it is. So we'll get to that coming up next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.